flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
All right, we'll get some ticket texts and then, yes, the callers. I just wanted to start with something that isn't Lions. And it irked me. I wondered where Rico was at with it. I think it's time the Pistons stop trading spinoffs and hoarding picks. Look, I understand they owe a pick. I understand they don't have a great war chest. But what I also understand is you haven't won a playoff game in 15 years, and you got a guy, Malik Beasley, who sounds like he's open to an extension. You know what I don't want to do? Trade that guy in the middle of one of the great turnarounds in NBA history. And I don't say that lightly. They were historically bad. They may end up winning 40 games this year. 42, 43 games. That is possible. That's on the table. Now, if you think I'm half an idiot for that, cool. But there's no deal. Now, you would have to present me something that is so unbelievable that the Pistons would be universally mocked for not doing it. Well, I have bad news. It's not happening for Malik Beasley. David, what do the ticket texts have to say? Both about me almost getting Rico, but also this.
Well, first one that comes through is can't touch this. That's Rico's cousin. but they are loving that you almost found him. Regarding the Pistons.
I didn't really realize this is what keeps him up at night.
I just want a link so you STFU about horse racing.
I just say, man, if you want to go to Sarasota.
Shut your face, David.
Saratoga.
Regarding the Pistons, someone says, well, he gone. Pistons are going to be sellers, in my opinion. Shaking my head.
Let me say this once again. According to the quote says, if somebody offers that deal, business is business. That's the only way that I get rid of him. No, I'm not putting him out on the open market. Somebody would have to call Trajan Langdon and say, hey, seriously, I want this. And I want Trajan to hang up the phone. And I want the guy to call back and sweeten the deal. I want him to hang up the phone again. And if he keeps calling back and keeps sweetening the deal, eventually, like, as he told Malik B, business is business, man. I'm going to have to take that deal. Because I don't – your team is good. Your team will make the playoffs. But your team's not winning a championship right now. I understand he could be a part of that core. But you got to look to keep building if somebody's going to offer you a war chest.
See, there's the problem. I think that's false premise. I think that's a straw man. Who the hell's offering a war chest for Malik Beasley?
I don't know.
You are
talking, like I said, Mike, all it takes is one.
So define it clearly. Somebody offers you an unprotected first round pick in 2026. You doing it?
Depends on the team, yeah.
Well, by your standard, only be a team that's championship caliber team. I'm not doing that. The 26th, 28th, 29th pick in the draft, that doesn't mean anything to me.
But I'm talking about, yeah, you get that pick, and then they also throw in maybe a couple other pieces that...
All right, have them throw in Michael Jordan.
You could take... You could find one that actually turned into something.
Okay, let's see what the people have to say. I mean, we got people on both sides of the fence, I'm sure. We'll go to Charles, 97.1. Charles, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how we doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Good. Yeah, so, Mike, I definitely agree with you. I think we need to try to keep Beasley around as long as we can. He's easily the best free agent signing we've had on this team, and I don't even know how long. And I definitely think you have a good point with, you know, I don't think anybody's offering like a king's ransom for Malik Beasley. At best, like you said, probably unprotected first, which I don't think we trade him away for that. But yeah, I mean, he's shooting the lights out this season. And as somebody who has been complaining about the lack of spacing and lack of shooters we've had on this team for, you know, the past 4 or 5 years, it's definitely great to have a guy like him on this team. So I think we got to try to keep him around as long as possible.
Look, and understand, Rico's not wrong. It's just I don't think this is the player that will do it. And understand, look, Charles, in my world, I'd love them to be buyers. But I'm resigned to the fact they're probably not going to be. Because I look at the Tigers, the Pistons, and the Red Wings. It's one giant Spider-Man meme. Taking our time, wait for the kids, no urgency. I would love the Pistons to buy. I would love to move this thing forward.
So would I. Let me ask you something. Would you package Malik Beasley in a package for Booker if it were to possibly happen?
For Devin Booker?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I'd sell the Ambassador Bridge. Yeah. What are you kidding me? Here, take the proprietary recipe for Faygo. Whatever you like. What do you need?
What about the Gordie Howe?
Take it. It's not even done yet. Take the whole damn thing. Whatever you want. Oh, God, Charles, everybody on the roster not named Cade would be available. What are you kidding me? Oh, God, yeah.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My problem with Devin Booker is the following. I always got to hear, it was always my dream to play for Michigan State. Really? You went to Kentucky. Oh, I love the D. Look at my little Detroit hat. Really? You never demanded to come here.
Okay. And honestly, if I was a Kentucky person, that would really bother me that he went to MSU, hung out with Izzo, and got them special Devin Booker shoes. Like, wait, what?
It bothered me that Izzo let him in the door. You didn't play here.
You easily could have gone to MSU, but yeah, he went there and made it sound like I get LeBron. You never played college, so you could say Ohio State is my team, and if I ever went to college, it was going to be Ohio State.
Kevin Garnett, same deal, right? He always had an affinity for U of M. Right. I think one of his kids goes there. The point is, you went to, you had a chance. Like MSU, Devin, recruited you.
Like Devin, we all remember, you came off the bench at Kentucky. That was you.
God, why is it the only person who was born in Detroit, who ended up playing for the damn Pistons, was stupid Josh Jackson.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well.
But yes.
Kansas, finest.
Okay. I'm leaving it alone because I know the backstory. We're gonna go to Gino, 97.1. Gino, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. I'm not going to say I disagree with you, but I don't think you realize, like, trading Atlanta, what he's doing. So, basically, these championship teams are like capped out. They in the second apron, basically.
Yep.
So they can't really do nothing, right? So let's just say, okay, somebody calls like the worst. And I know you probably saying like, well, they're not a championship. Let's just say they get Butler and then they want Beasley. So
okay.
They say, okay, we'll give you Kuminga. We'll give you a future first. Now listen.
Okay, no. If I got that type of offer, no, I'm glad you called, Gino. You're presenting me something that if that was actually the offer. Yes.
That's a crazy deal. That's a crazy deal.
That's an insane deal.
Now, look, secondly, you cannot re-sign a Beasley to us. You can't do that. You have to sign him in the summer. He's an unrestricted free agent with the new rules. So he's going to be an unrestricted free agent regardless.
Right, but
so
you lay the seeds to the contract. Now, I know what you're going to tell me. You trade him and then sign
him
this summer.
Back.
Is that what you're going to tell me?
Don't nobody had no money, Mike. Don't nobody had no money. The championship teams. We the only team that has money. We have $14 million right now. We're in the driver's seat. I don't think people realize.
All right, so let me answer this question. Because, Gino, we do end up in a place where we got to talk about winning, right?
Yes.
How are you going to feel if they deal him and miss out on the playoffs?
How am I going to feel?
Yeah.
So look. Let's just say we do deal him and we stick around that 9th and 10th seed, right?
Yeah.
And we still make the play in. We still keep our pick. And like Houston, the league rewards us because Cade now is getting media attention. They reward us, and we get a top three pick just like Houston did. How would you feel then, Mike?
Oh, now listen. Sell me all that conspiracy. Oh, God, yeah. I mean, if I believe for a second the league cared about the Detroit Pistons, oh, hell, Gino, hell yeah. I'm just convinced after
How many times has K been on ESPN in the last 2 or 3 weeks?
Listen, people are starting to pay attention because you're winning. What I'm saying is I don't want to upset the apple cart. It's a good conversation.
But I like where Gino's coming from because you could go back and get him this summer. We're not gonna win it all right now. So let's gather more pieces, and I'll bring you back along with the pieces.
When has that ever happened, though?
If you really want him,
you can go back and get him.
Landon,
you had Corey Reaver, the idiot.
So now you're believing that you're going to trade a player away and then sign him back in the offseason. I've never seen that happen.
Hold on, though, David. I want to defend Gino on this. David, part of the conversation, if we approach it the way Gino is, in that quote, if Trajan and Malik, and more appropriately, Malik's representatives, come to an agreement, we want you. We want you back this summer. Do you want to go? Do you want to stay? If you empower the player and you come to a gentleman's agreement, then I would side with Gino on it. As long as I know I got him here for the long term.
Go to your new city, get an apartment, keep your house here.
See, I was dismissing that because I think that's just crazy talk to
it's
me.
It's not crazy.
To
the
me.
The NBA is a soap opera.
If you've, and it is one of those that it's one of
daytime
those.
Daytime or nighttime.
Daytime, the cheap ones.
Wow. You do it on a napkin. Hey, we're
1992,
bring you
The Young and the Restless.
The Guiding Light.
That's
Benito.
Right. Yeah, but that's right. When Rico attended the Florida Derby.
Because
I know he was there somewhere.
Maybe we didn't go to a derby in Florida.
I'm going to find him.
Maybe there were other races and you're just in the wrong state.
I'm working on it. It's not easy to trace horse races from 32 years ago with decent video. I'll find him. All right, we're going to get more of the calls, and we'll get more of the ticket text. This Malik Beasley quote, it's interesting. I want to keep him here. The Pistons are finally putting it together. You know what I don't want to do? Sell. But if you can tell me you're going to keep Malik regardless, and you get a little something, I'm not obtuse, fine. I'll meet Rico in the middle on this. But they got to get off the treadmill. They're winning. Malik's been a big part of it.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.